In today's digital age, visibility is key. I know. You can have the most incredible content, but if you're not getting in front of the right audience, it won't have the impact it deserves. So this is where SEO, search engine optimization, comes in. For momfluencers, understanding and implementing SEO strategies can significantly boost your visibility. This will help you build the community that loves your content specifically. So let's get you back on track. Welcome back to 9-to-5 Mom with a Pod. I am your host, Fran, and today's episode is incredibly special. We're going to do a mini episode about what is SEO. That's what everyone is fighting about nowadays, and people actually have to pay money for that. So when people, let's say, search for terms relevant to your content, so in this case, let's think parenting hacks, right? Or mom life tips, or even baby product reviews, let's say. So search engines like Google, for instance, right? It's the best platform for this. They use algorithms to decide which content is the most useful and relevant. That is SEO. It's the practice of optimizing your website, or let's say your blog, and your social platforms to basically rank a little bit higher in the search engine results. And if you do it right, SEO will bring in an audience that is already interested in what you're offering. So as a momfluencer, you're likely creating content that speaks to a specific audience of moms who are looking for solutions, right? Whether it's entertainment or you're providing them inspiration in their daily lives, there's millions of blogs and websites and social profiles competing for this type of attention. Why should SEO be a key part of your growth strategy? So let's think about organic traffic. SEO will allow you to attract people who are actively searching for content like yours. So that means for you, higher engagement and more authentic followers who would genuinely care about what you have to offer. And that's why if you master SEO, that's going to help you stand out from a crowded space because you don't have to pay for ads. SEO is just long term. But it's a cost-effective strategy. And even though it takes time to implement, once you start ranking, you can continue to generate traffic and you don't have to do absolutely shit, like nothing about it. Another reason why SEO should be part of your growth strategy is to build credibility. Building credibility is so important, especially in online social proof, right? Because when your content shows up in search results, it builds that social proof with your audience because they see you now as a reliable source of information because you constantly keep popping out in their search engine. And that's incredibly essential because once they keep seeing you, you're already building that trust because you are in their niche already. And of course, what you moms love to hear, monetization. SEO should definitely be a key part of your growth strategy because it will lead to monetization. Who says no to money? Many brands look at SEO rankings when considering influencers for partnerships. Did you get that? If your website or social media ranks really well, you will become incredibly attractive for partner or for sponsorships or collabs. So now that you understand what SEO is and why it matters, let's get into some actionable strategies you can use to optimize your content as a momfluencer. We have keyword research. This is key, guys. Keywords are the foundation of SEO, and Google has it. I'll tell you where to look for it. But these are the words and phrases that your target audience is searching for. For instance, if you're a momfluencer and you're focusing on meal planning, right? Keywords are easy meal prep for moms or healthy toddler meals might be really relevant in this type of niche. So use tools like Google Keyword Planner and you can find popular keywords there in your niche and what people are searching for. Once you master that, you can incorporate those keywords naturally into your blog post or let's say website, even the video titles. I know you guys think that maybe video titles don't matter. They do. That's all SEO. All of it. On YouTube, on their search engine, video titles are key. And especially social media captions. Use social media captions to your advantage. That's incredibly helpful to you. Once you have your keywords set up, the next step is to create content around them. Moms, listen up. You can use ChatGPT for this. Type it. Say, hey, I want to write a blog post that answers common questions about, let's say, my niche is best strollers for active moms, best strollers for traveling. That right there is more likely to rank if people are searching for that specific information. I know I would be searching that. You know, those are all keywords. And you can put all those main keywords in those essential places that you incorporate titles to help with your SEO. Backlinks are when other websites link to your content. So if you ever go to another website and then they have, you know, let's talk about baby strollers, but there's a link to the baby strollers and it goes to a specific brand website, that's a backlink right there, because that signals to search engines that your content is valuable. The more backlinks you have, the better ranking you're going to get. And as a mom influencer, I think you should definitely consider that. And you can build backlinks by, let's say, collaborating with other influencers. You can guest blog on another influencer's site, another mommy influencer, and you can collaborate on a project and have it link back to your content and, you know, vice versa for them. You can do, obviously, getting featured in publications is great, right? But if you can't, always go with the option of collaborating with other influencers and bloggers. But if you are getting featured in publications, that's incredible on its own already, because now that you've pitched your ideas and stories to, let's say, parenting websites, you can go ahead and go there. You can gain visibility and backlinks through there. Ensuring that your website or blog is mobile friendly is essential. It's key. I'm only focused on mobile because everyone's on their phones. Anyone that's following you on your niche, right? They're all browsing on their phones. And Google prioritizes mobile-first indexing. So that means that your website, if it isn't mobile-friendly, you're freaking screwed because that hurts your ranking. Let me tell you something. If you are thinking of getting a website, make sure that that site loads super quick and that it's easy to navigate on mobile. And one of the most important things that is super important about having a website, making sure that it loads quickly and that it's easy to navigate on mobile, is that you always are constantly updating. Regular content updates on your website is key. And search engines love it. They love it. I love constantly updating my website. And I'm very picky. And I'm like, I don't want this there. That does not look right there. It's so strange. And to conclude, moms, momfluencers, my mamas, SEO is a marathon, not a sprint. It takes time, but trust me, it's so worth it. It's worth the investment. Building a community of engaged followers is key. And SEO is going to be one of the most effective ways to ensure that your content reaches to that right audience. So remember, start small, focus on finding the right keywords, optimize your content, and regularly update your website or socials, whatever. And before you know it, you'll be ranking higher in search results and growing your momfluencer platform like a pro. This wraps up this episode for today. I really want to thank you all for listening. And if you want more free tips, you can go to my website, www.9to5momwithapod.com, and check out all of my free resources and free one-on-one coaching for momfluencers. Thank you again for listening, and until next time.